Welcome to the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are a group of passionate individuals who are coaches and mentors here to help inspire, guide, and support you on your journey of wholeness. We know that the journey of wholeness is a lifelong pursuit, and we are thrilled to join you in your journey. We are passionate about sharing our life lessons, wisdom, and knowledge to help you to transform your life. We focus on teaching principles of truth, supporting you in applying those truths, and helping you to live a life full of joy. Hey, welcome back, everyone. We're so excited to be here on this other with another episode of the Journey of Wholeness podcast. Today, we have Janice and Amy with me, and I'm really excited because we are going to be discussing some really powerful thoughts around the word judgment. Both Janice and Amy have some really great thoughts about where the word judgment comes from, just some of the root words of it, so that we can sit and explore it a little bit better in our awareness and help us to maybe open up our minds and our hearts a little bit differently to our relationship with the word judgment. So that's what we're going to explore today. So I'd really love to just invite both Janice and Amy to jump in and kind of launch us off with our conversation.
Great, Jackie. Yeah, I'll get started today. So one thing that I've been doing that has been so interesting and expansive to me is doing a deep dive into a word, meaning I take a word and I will kind of like better understand the root of the word. And then a critical part of this is really like sitting with the knowledge that I've gained and then learning from my own inner guide or my own inner wisdom, what it has to teach me about this word. So it's not just the knowledge, but it is combining it with inner wisdom, which I love as well. So for those that are listening, if you're at a place, like I would invite you to be involved in this process with us today. As I'm going to be reading a lot of words, and if any or phrases, if anything stands out to you, I'm going to invite any of you who want to write that down. And then you can take those phrases and really sit with your own inner wisdom or your heart and say, what can I learn from this? Because the inner wisdom that I gained is going to be different from anybody else. So with that, I'm going to reference two resources that I consistently use at this point in my journey of understanding words. And the first one I'm going to go over is a book called The American Heritage Dictionary of Indo-European Roots. And we'll link that in the notes for you guys. And then also there's an app called Edema Online, and we'll link that as well, so you guys have references to that, because there's even like phrases and words that don't stand out to me that I don't include. So you might want to go back and do your own study and say like, oh, this stands out to me that Janice didn't pick out. And once again, this is all very intuitive process, listening to that inner wisdom. So with that said, as I looked in the book under the word judge, the root word of that is D-E-I-K, deep. So some of the words that, or the phrases that stood out to me under the word judge is to show or pronounce solemnity, directing of words or objects, teach, to show, instruct, sign, mark, or stain, justice, and right. And then those are the things that stood out to me in the book. And then when I went to the app, and looked at the word judgment, a couple things that stood out under judgment was it is an action of trying at law or a trial, any authoritative decision, an opinion formed by judging something, the act of judging or assessing a person or situation or event, the cognitive process of reaching a decision or drawing a conclusion. And then what I like to do is take that word and break up even smaller. So I took the word judge and just looked that up. And the phrase that stood out to me was examine, appraise, make a diagnosis, to form an opinion about, to form a critical opinion of or pronounce judgment of. And then as I looked up the word ment, M-E-N-T, there wasn't really any root word or understanding of that, but some similar words that stood out to me was mental, mentalist, mentality, mentally, and mention. So the inner wisdom that stood out to me with that, and then there's a second part that I want to bring up as well that really like brought things to light to me. But as I looked at those phrases and sat with that, some of the ideas that flowed for me intuitively was judgment is to form an opinion about someone or something. It is how one views another. It's the cognitive process of reaching a decision or drawing conclusions. So it's mental, a lot in the mind, allowing the mind or thoughts to form an opinion about another and their behavior or who they are. But not only is it an opinion, but it also can be a critical opinion created in the mind. So it's very mind-centered. It's very stepping back and viewing, I guess, maybe one's behavior and what you're seeing and viewing. So yeah, I don't know if you guys have any questions about that before I jump into, I think, what I feel is like the golden nugget of what stood out for me for judgment.
I don't think so.
No. Okay, perfect. Okay. So this other part is interesting because I have like always spelled judgment with an E in it. J-U-D-J-E-M-E-N-T. And so as Jackie was creating some content, I'm like, oh, you spelled that wrong. There's supposed to be E in it. She's like, oh, no, there's not. And I'm like, what? Like, I always do judge and then meant, right? And so as I looked that up, I'm like, oh, the old English version is with an E in it. And then as we've here in America, we've kind of switched and changed. And then like, there's not an E in the word judgment. But for me, like before I knew that, I'm like, oh, judgment. And then I think what stood out to me as I broke up the word is with the E in the middle of it is the word gem, J-E-M. So gem is a precious stone, a sprout or bud that germinates, to press a rare or excellent example, art highly prized for its beauty or perfection, a person who is as brilliant and precious as a piece of jewelry, which those were all so beautiful to me as I think about a gem. And so I think as I sat with that, I think often what flowed for me is, are we often forgetting the word gem in the word judgment or judgmental? And a gem is art that is highly prized for its beauty, or a person who is a brilliant and precious as a piece of jewelry, which I already read, but how are we viewing others and creating an opinion about them or even ourselves? Like artwork, are we stepping back and seeing the whole art piece, or simply a small portion and then creating an opinion about that person or about ourselves? And how can we form an opinion after viewing the whole picture and not simply a piece of that, to fully see the precious stone within each of us or within others is really to see like our sure, our true selves. It is that precious stone. And so I think the beautiful wisdom that arose for me is judgment is often mental, it's observing something and then critiquing it or coming up with an opinion about it. But if we can focus on GEM, the gem in it, and say like where is that precious stone? Like, am I seeing like a bigger, I guess like that piece of art, like am I seeing the bigger picture or a different view of things rather than just looking at the behavior and saying this is what it is, right? I actually had an experience last night. I was talking with my husband, and as he was going through some transition in his life, like there was a lot of people that cast judgment on him and said, oh, he's doing this and he's doing that, and therefore that means X, Y, and Z, or whatever it was, just a lot of negative criticism, a lot of negative judgment. And he brought up in the conversation, he's like, no one came and asked me what my intention was. They just saw the behavior and they said, this is why he's doing that. He's like, but the way that they were judging me, he's like, that was not my intention. Like, even his intention, you could say, was that gem. It was that precious stone. It was the purpose of why he was doing things, but they didn't understand. And so they cast this negative judgment on him, which therefore led to a lot of hurt and a lot of pain for him and for others as well, right? But how often are we quick to like judge someone by their behavior? And that's once again, that mental, right? But if we can get back into the heart and really sit with like, what is their intention or who really are they, and tap into, I guess, connecting more with the heart in that area and connecting with like their someone's true or sure selves, like we're going to see that gem and then we're going to cast out negative judgment of others and really see others for like for who they are. So that is the wisdom that that came for me. And like I said, everyone's going to have and pull different wisdom, but for me, this is what my inner wisdom needed to teach me about judgment in this moment and in this word study. So yeah, I don't know if there's so many other thoughts or take on that.
For sure. That's so much beautiful wisdom that you just shared with us around, like as you were sharing the differences between, you know, the judgment with the E and the judgment without the E. And then you shared the wisdom of the word gem that's found in the middle of judgment with the E. I couldn't help but think about how, like, because that comes from the old English, it's almost like that is the ancient wisdom that is within all of us as people. We've just forgotten it, which I think is kind of interesting. So that was one thought that I had. And then the second thought, my mind wandered to some information that Brené Brown shares in one of her books. And she talks about how, and this is all based on her research that she's done for many years, she explains that one of her principles that she teaches is that people are hard to hate when you're close up to them. And then her counsel and advice to people is to move in. And so as you shared that story about your husband, I think that like the distance and like seeing people from afar is really one of the big problems that leads us to that mind space and that like conclusion and that judgment, you know, how we interpret judgment to be in our world today. But Brené's counsel and teaching is it's really difficult to make up these judgments and to make up stories about people. She calls it hating people, right? But when you're close up to people, meaning like you're asking them those really intimate questions, like what is your purpose and intention behind this, and help me understand the gem and the reason why you're doing what you're doing, then it humanizes people. And I think judgment is one of the steps towards dehumanizing people. And we do it all the time, but it's one of the very subtle little steps that moves us towards seeing others as objects and others as problems, right? And so Brené's counsel is to get close, because it really is difficult when you talk with them and you figure out who they are. But most of us just don't do that, you know, like human nature. Yeah. We stay in the headspace and we stay in that judgment space more often than we'd like to admit.
Yeah, I've recently been listening to a book, Judgment Detox by Gabrielle Bernstein. And one thing she keeps repeatedly saying is the antidote to judgment is love. And it's so true. Like once we step in closer to someone, like Brené Brown said, and begin to see, in essence, that gem inside of them, like it creates love. And how do you judge negatively or hate someone that you love? And that goes for yourself too, right? I think we create so much judgment for ourselves instead of really tapping in and remembering and being kind and loving ourselves as well. So
I'd love to add to this in just comparing a Webster's dictionary from almost 200 years ago, the Webster's 1828 dictionary, and our modern Merriam-Webster's dictionary. So if you compare the two side by side, you see a lot of similarities, right? Like there's the public official who decides in a court, and but I invite you to go and look at these two, because I found these two main subtle differences. And one is in the 1828 dictionary, there's in the noun sense, there's an emphasis on discerning truth and propriety. Whereas you compare that to our modern dictionary, and it's shifted, and you see a lot more about opinion. And, you know, we could have a whole other podcast on the thoughts of opinions. They're more a cheap form of knowledge, right? Like, we all have our opinions. They're worth a penny because we share them so loosely. But there's truth, and there's true principles, and there's laws in this universe. And if we can have discernment and judgment for those core things, that's different than an opinion that is a little less founded in truth, or it could be found in truth, but if it's not shared from that space of core truth, it's still an opinion. And I don't know about you guys, but often, right, when we get into the space of sharing opinions, it can lead to contention. So let me read this one here from the 1828. One who has skill to decide on the merits of a question or on the value of anything, one who can discern truth and propriety. So then back to our modern one, another point that sticks out with the noun is that it actually has the word critic in there. And the word critic actually has a strong negative connotation to me. But then when I explore it further in the modern dictionary, it says one who engages, often professionally, in the analysis, evaluation, or appreciation of work of art or artistic performances. And that especially connected to the gem idea that Janice was sharing as she was sharing it tonight. The idea of that value, that a critic in my mind had this harsh connotation, and actually a couple definitions lower, it does emphasize that harsh tone. But I was impressed that it's listed here in this idea of the appreciation of works of art. So, and like I said, just the next definition is one given to harsh or capricious judgment. And I think that's the little subtle shift that's happened over 200 years, is that judgment has taken on more of a harsh tone instead of this idea of discerning and seeing truth. And thinking about really seeing the whole person, getting up close. And if you're in that space of a person who's looking to appreciate that fine art, the truth of an individual, you're going to see their core goodness. You're going to offer love instead of the fear that is why we extend judgment in the first place. So those same differences show up in the verb also. The verb. We were just talking about the noun. So same idea, to compare facts or ideas, to perceive, and then distinguish truth from falsehood. And then in our modern dictionary, it's so much about guessing and opinion and to form an evaluation of. Or it even says in our modern dictionary here online, especially to form a negative opinion about. So just so interesting to see that subtle shift in 200 years, the change in how the word judge and the idea of judgment gets used in our vocabulary and has settled into our minds and our culture.
A powerful discussion, you guys. This has been really, really enlightening. There's so much that we could talk about when it comes to judgment, but, you know, between just sitting intuitively with the differences between how the word is spelled versus a couple hundred years ago versus now, current modern researchers, all the things, current books that are being put out about judgment, just really helps us to scale back, right, and see judgment from a different perspective, because you guys are spot on. You know, all the things that you're sharing are spot on. As Jenny shared a story with about her husband, as you often do with relationships that are close to you, there can be frustrations and annoyances. And I was in a space recently with my own husband and just feeling all sorts of irritated about really almost nothing. You know, if you've been in those spaces before, just everything is driving you nuts with no real reason behind it. And it just kept happening over a period of time. And I kept getting frustrated with myself, but I kept getting frustrated and kind of going into a space of judgment. And after a while, I had to stop myself and practice basically what we're teaching here. And I had to slow down. I had to connect back into myself. And that helped me to connect back into his true self, to see him for who he was beyond the behavior, beyond why he was doing what he was doing. And that shifted everything for me. And really what that did is it connected me back into a space of love. Instead of that critical nature that, you know, that we understand in the word judgment for today, in our culture today. Helped me to see him for who he was. And then also that same application applied to myself, because I stopped feeling so angry and frustrated with myself or feeling frustrated, right? And I was like, let's take a deep breath. Let's just like see this for what it really is. And it's powerful. It's a really powerful process. So anyway, do either of you guys have any final thoughts as we wrap up?
One final thought keeps coming to my mind, back to that book by Gabrielle Bernstein, which is Beautiful Wisdom. She says, don't judge your judgment. I think often that leads to more judgment, right? And so I think going back, like you said, Jackie, to that place of love, love for self and love for others, like that's, you know, that's the antidote to judgment, right? And it really helps connect soul to soul, person to person, which is what we as humans desire, is and have that need for connection. And that gets rid of that judgment. So thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, you guys, for all of your thoughts today. And for all of our listeners, we hope that this has been even just an eye-opening experience, because really a big part of our growth and progression is about awareness. And so and again, like Janice shared with us at the beginning, as she was going through her process and understanding how to break words down and learn from the roots of the words and things like that, there's no reason that you have to feel like you have to do it the same way, right? She helped us to open up to a space of, this is how it flowed for me. And, you know, your inspiration may feel different if you choose to engage in studying the roots of any words. We just wanted to share that process today and help to bring a higher level of awareness into our understanding of this word judgment, so that we can have a different relationship with it. We can see it differently. We can start acting differently as we settle in and sit in a space of understanding more truth. It changes us from the inside out. So that's what we were hoping has happened, or at least in tiny little bit for you today, as you've listened to this conversation. And feel free to go and find your own intuitive process, your own truth that emerges as you sit with all the content that we shared with you today. And that's what this is about, right? It's you guiding us, helping to guide you back into your sense of truth and your inner wisdom. And if we feel like, if we were able to do that in just a tiny little bit today, then we feel like we've accomplished our mission. So thank you for spending some time with us today, and we'll catch you on the next episode. From our hearts to yours, thank you for joining us today on this episode of the Journey of Wholeness podcast. We are so grateful for you. We believe in you. If you'd love more of this great content, please consider subscribing. We'd love to support you even further by you joining our Facebook group community called The Journey of Wholeness, where we talk about principles to help empower and transform your life along your journey of wholeness. You can find out more details at thejourneyofwholeness.com.